Suche Lizbech as a Pesach b'yechod shorechum. So Rashi says, Suche Lizbech as a Pesach b'yechod b'shvil yochid loy tizbechenu. Shiyoisi a yochid germa moil b'shchitosoy shum tzad natiyah. One person alone is not enough to make it this way or that way. That's the way Rabbi Elazar ben Matthias dash in this posik. If you want to say you wrote people Tumeim, need at least two more than Tumeim. You have to have at least 52 to 48. But you can't have just 51 to 49, that's not enough. Or 51 to 50 has to be, there. One more than this. If you have to count, there's 51 at Tumeim, he says, and 50 at Torah, that wouldn't be enough. You have to have 51 to 49. That has to be two different. We have Shimon Aymer, Chiddush. Afilu Shevet Echa Tumeim. If you have only one whole Shevet, the whole Shevet Ben Yamin. And the Sheva doesn't mean the whole Sheva Ben Yom and the whole Eretz Yisrael. It just means the Shevatim that are here right now in Yerushalayim that are ready to bring the Korban Pesach. You only make a count of the people that are here ready to bring the Korban Pesach. If all the people from Ben Yom that came to bring the Korban Pesach at Tumeim, v'shar kol ha-Shevatim Torim, and all the other 11 Shevatim at Tor, still, halacha is halal lo-moysim li-yatzvan, halal lo-moysim li-yatzvan. Hashimah holds one whole Sheva has a din. And if they're Tumeim, it blinds like Rav Din of Machtza, that the Tumeim do it with Tumeim, they have a right to bring it to Tumeim, and the Torah have to bring it to Torah though. No, when you have 50-50, you're also Oshev, you don't say Cholik. You only say Cholik when Mamash the Rov at Tumeim, then you say Cholik. But when you have either Rov, either when you have 50-50, or else here the Chiddush according to Reb Shimon, when you have one whole Shevet, the whole Shevet is Tumeim, they have a right to bring it. But the other, but they're not really Rav Tumeim here. The gate to the other Shvatim is only Meit. So the other Shvatim don't have the head to do it for Tumah. The only have the head to do it for Tumah if Rav is Tumeim. But my time with Reb Shimon, what's the time of Reb Shimon? Ksav Riyolds, Shevet Echad Ipri Kau. One Shevet is also called a cow. So since the cow is Tumeah, they have a right to bring it for Tumah. But only them, not the rest of Klal Yisrael. We have Yehudu Aymen, no. Afilu Shevet Echad Tumei. V'shar kol ha-shvatim Torim is Yasim B'tumah. He holds everybody now has the right to bring him a tumah. Because he holds the klal, Shein Korban Siva Cholik. No matter what, there's never a case that you have a Korban Pesach brought with two type of categories. That Torim bring a Tahor and Tumei bring him a tumah. Once there's any time a heter, even just for one Shevet here, that Tumei, they have a right to bring him a tumah. Automatically, the whole Klal Yisrael has a right to bring him a tumah also. Rashi says, Yase b'tumah af termim yirtzu. Rashi says, because it's a genai, it's not nice that Klal Yisrael has two different halachas, that some do it b'tayra, some do it b'tumah, that's not nice. Therefore, he holds a swara, anytime somebody can do it b'tumayon, the whole tzibur has a right to do it. Before Rashi says, he holds ikre kal, if Shimon holds one shave, is called the kal, or milsa perik, the meforish b'harius, the komle rachmon li Yaakov, goy ukal goyim yiyam imechem, ukva nodo loy kol ha-shvotim chutz v'bid yomim. And so the Torah says you're going to be born the Kahal. Hilkach, you see for me, a Shevet Echad Choshev Tzibron. Even one Shevet is called the Kahal. Melov Lemitchi L'Sheni. Since they're called the Tzibron, not pushed off the Pesach Sheni, but they could do it Pesach Rishon. Vaita. To Meshen Kor B'Tzibah Cholik. We have Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal. Rabbi Yehuda is also asking for Rabbi Shimon that one Shevet is called the cow. For every little power go power, consider like 50-50. But he also deems the Chan Rav and holds the En Korban Tzibur Cholik. You can't make different halachas in the Korban Tzibur. Me'el of the Avdi Kula B'tumah. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Svara. He would argue in Rav's Din. It's any time there's a heter for anybody to bring a B'tumah, you always have it in. Everybody has the same right to bring a B'tumah. It's not nice to say some do a B'tumah, some do a B'tayra, that's a G'nai for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, when any time somebody has a heter, they have to apply it to everybody. Itma, hoyo Yisrael machtza torim machtzim tumeim. There's 50-50 count on Klal Yisrael. Omar Rav, what does Rav say? Rav gives an etzah, mitamim echad mehem b'sheretz. Let's make one of the people that are Torah, let's be mitamim b'sheretz. And therefore, he's not worried to bring a Pesach now, so he's also called Tumah. Therefore, he'll have rov Klal Yisrael at tumeim, and therefore, by this, everybody can do it b'tumah. Trashi, mitamim echad mehem, ki hechad nehev v'roiv tumeim, v'nev da kula b'tumah. As Rav himself holds, when you have exactly 50-50, Rav's din before was the what? The Torim do it b'tayra, and the tumeim do it b'tumeim. But vice Rav himself holds, that's also not so nice though. So Rav says, the Yetzer is, be mitame one other person, now you have rov people that are tumeim, and now everybody can do it b'tumah. That's what you're supposed to do. is for the Gemara. For Yamai, what's so schwer? Neved Hani Luchadayu, Bahani Luchadayu. Rav held before when you have 50-50, each one has a right to make a Pesach Rishon. Just you have two categories. To Torim do it with Tyra, to Man do it with Tumut. And tomorrow, the Omar Rav, Rav before said, Halolu Waisim Liyatzman, Fi Halolu Waisim Liyatzman. Rav's Chiddush was that 50-50, both of them are called like a majority, and they both have a right to bring a Pesach Rishon. Just this one, but Tyra's one, but Tumayim. So why does Rav now give you an Eitzah to be Matama one of the Torim? Amri says, "Hoch in my skin. What are we talking about? Kagoyin shoyu tumeim oitzum alatorim. Enoch nami no. When Rav says the eitzah to matama one person is going, when really kagoyin shoyu tumeim oitzum alatorim. It's not mamish 50-50. There's 51 people that are tumei and 50 people are torah. So still he says be matama one more person. Fred Gemari hochi hevel uruba tumeim is nevda kula betuma." The way it is right now, there are a majority of people that are Tameim. What do you have to Matama one more person for? Right now, you have 51 people, Kenega 50. So that alone is called a Reiv. So true, it's not called Machza, but what do you have to Matama one more person for? The way you are right now, everybody can bring a Matama. So the Murah name, Sovolok Reb Loza Bemasir, the Omar Ein Hayochu Machrias at Sibul Atuma. He holds just one more person can make the count to say there's Reiv Tameim over the Torim. No, it's not called Reif. Therefore, it's a modern case. It's not called Machza Machza Ma either. When do you have Rav's din that each one does separately, that's Mamish 50-50. But here you have 51 one way and 50 the other way, it's not Machza Machza anymore. I don't know what the din will be then. But I call upon him, you don't have the locha then to say Reif could do it for Tumah. So therefore, Rav says the answer is be Metama one of the 50 people to make the count now 52 to 49. So male now you'll have two people more. Roiv people to name him, yes, everybody could do it to Tumma. Hirashi says, "Can I show you oitfim our term echod to lechoz the term rishon?" Was it then the people that are Torah are not chozi for Pesach rishon? The ma'ihoch yebazoi hoda kush leduchte. Neved hani luchadai monoshvet gemara. Now the more discussion now, he says, the Yochi, you're telling me now what? That right now it's 51, Kenega's 50. You're telling me now Rav holds like Reb Lozer ben Bemasya, that you need two to make Roiv, to make a majority. But without two, the Chur is called like 50-50. So the Gemara Yochi, hoda kush leduchta. If once you don't have two more, so that should be called now like 50-50. Or but they automatically, nevdu hanu luchudayu, vanu luchudayu. Rav Lushitasa, what do you gain now? Rav holds 50-50, the Tmeyim bring betumah, and the Torah bring betairah. So let it stay that way. What do you have to tell me if Dafkati Matama one more person? What for? Let it stay the way it is, and everybody can still bring it. Mori Eli, you have to answer like this. No, the Mori don't want to say the chil between 51 and 50. If you hold like Rav Lozer ben Masya, that you always need at least 52 to 50, so it's not called a new halacha, that's still called mamash like 50-50. So it's machza, machza, according to Rav, the way it is now, everybody could bring it. So why does Rav have to say in modern case, be metama one more person? Elo hochikom, this is what Rav meant to say. Yikatana, if you're going to find me a tana, tisova lo katana kama. If you find me a Tana that argues on me and holds like Rav Kana, that holds the Yoma, Palga Palga, Loy Avdi Kula Betumah, if you tell me that Palga Palga is not called Betumah, the Tana says Yoma, Palga Palga, Loy Avdi Kula Betumah, the Sovolok Reb Yehuda, the Omar Ein Korban Siba Cholik, that a Korban Siba cannot be Cholik. So Rashi says, "Lochi koma uliyor lo machza machza dafkik." So we're talking about mamash 50-50. Lochi koma Rav. In meshkachas tana, if you find me a tana, the yister that holds katana kama, that what the yomam, palgo palgo, if you have 50-50, lo yavdi torin betuma. The Torahic people cannot do it betuma. Kiriktoni halolu oisim liyatzman. They hold like Rav's din that 50-50, the people that are tor cannot do it betuma. The yister that could do it betayra. Ukrab Yehuda. But you're going to tell me a time that also holds like Reb Yehuda's for the tomorrow. Or Reb Yehuda, the Omar Ein Korban Siba Cholik, that holds you can't have this din. If you tell me 50-50 should be, this one does Betairah, this one does Betumah, but Reb Yehuda holds that's a stira. Ein Korban Siba Cholik. You can't have a Korban Siba has a half halachas. 50 term, 50 tumeyim. So then what do you do? How do you make it that everybody should have the same halacha? Then akorcha, you have to make an eitzah to say, mitamam echad mehem, let's be mitamam one more person b'sheretz, And Mamela, now you'll have what? You'll have rove people that are Tameim, and therefore everybody can bring a Betumah. So that's what Rav wanted to say. Rabada Rav goes to Shitosoi. Pauga is 50-50. Islam is both Karoi. But if you're told like Rabbi Yehuda that you can't have such a locha in Korban Si Becholuk, you can't divide up the two. Therefore, what you have to do is be matama one more person and make him betumah sheretz. So, if you do yom ein karmasi becholik, matama mechem yom sheretz. Viula, that's what Rav said. Viulu ama, what does Ula say? No, mishalchen echad mihen laderech rechayka. Let's throw away one, tell one person to go far away. So, like Tap Tosis says, pirashechad minatorim. If you have 50-50 right now, make one of the Torah people go away. Go derech rechayka. So then not in this count right now. So since they're not in the count right now, the count of the people here that are able to bring Korban Pesach, how many have? You have rove people at Tumayim. Therefore the din is everybody can bring a betumah. So that's the eight. So when you have 50-50, and you're like a Yehuda, that you can't have two alochis, so you have to be masaka do something here. So the one or two eights is, either be matama somebody that's tor, or else take a Torah-tika person, send them away, make them go, chutz l'machnem, we'll see later, Mishnah later, exactly how far away you have to be in order to be part of making a Pesach Rishon. It's machlokes in the Mishnah later, we'll see later on. For the Gemara though, v'yitamera b'sheretz, why does Ula say to make the person go away, why don't you just be matama b'sheretz? Kisavar, he holds, sheikhtin v'zarchin atam b'sheretz. No, the person just touched the sheretz today, he's not called Tommy. He's allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon. Because since at night time will become Tor, he could eat the meat at night. So he can make a shliach, and the shliach makes the shrita for him. So that's not called the Talmudic person Ula. Or b'zoy v'temenu b'meis, good. So you hold not sheretz, let's let him touch your meis mamish. But, and then he can't bring a Pesach Rishon. So that's called, he'll be called in the majority of the Tameim. And then he could bring a Pesach Rishon. Because rove people will be Tameim. So he could bring a Pesach Rishon. If you make him touch your mace today, he's going to be Tameim for 7 days. If he's Tameim for 7 days, tomorrow on Pesach, the first day Pesach, we'll be able to bring Shal Mechagiga. And we have before, there's a Chayv to bring a Shal Mechagiga on Yontif. And if you're Tameim, that you can't do. As of tomorrow, I'm saying, "Hashtu nami matchei watem ipeschoi." If you're going to match him from Pesach, if you make him a tummy mace right now, there it says, "Ef should the yavet b'sheni." He can make a Pesach sheni. For the Gemara, b'mace nami. No, forget. If you send him away, hashtu nami. If you send him away, matchei watem Pesach. If you send him away, you're telling me he can't do a Pesach rishon. And the Gemara, "Ef should the yavet b'sheni." That's not so shvir sending him away. He'll do a Pesach sheni. For the Gemara, the Bameis Nami. No, even Meis still Shre now. Why don't you Matam Bameis? What are you telling me? He won't be able to bring Korban Chagiga. He'll be Tomei the first day Yomtiv. Or the Esh should the other be Shri. On the Hevel Le Shmini. On his seventh day, which is, he'll do it on Shri, which is the eighth day of his Tumah, Shaloi. Let him do it on Shri Shal Pesach. But we're telling him now to touch the Meis on Erev Pesach. So on Shri Shal Pesach will be his eighth day. And the person becomes Torah on the eighth day. So let him bring the Korban Chagiga on the seventh day of Pesach. Because we hold this at Tashlumim. If somebody doesn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day, he has the rest of Yontif to bring it. So why are you telling me we're not going to be Matam with this person? Because if we're Matam him, he won't be able to bring the Korban Chagiga on. He'll bring it on the eighth day of his Tumah, which is Shvi'ah Shel Pesach. There it is, Ksav Ula holds, Kula Tashlumah Derishininu. That thing we say, we didn't bring Korban Chagiga the first day. You have the rest of Yontif to bring it. It's called the Tashlumim of the first day. What does that mean? The Chaz Yibarishin. If somebody would have been able, he was Chaz, his goof, his body, he was Torah. He was able to bring the Korban the first day. But for some reason he didn't do it. Then we say, Chaz Yibakuli. He's allowed to have the next 7 days of Yom Pesach to make a Tashlum, to make up for that Korban they didn't bring. If anybody was Tomei the first day of Pesach that he wasn't roy to bring the Korban Chagiga today, that's Ula's halacha. Therefore, Ula says, if you have now 50-50%, and we want to make it an eight so that everybody can bring a betumah, the best answer is tell one person here, get up and go chutz l'machne, go out of Yerushalayim, that you won't have the chiyuv to bring, you won't be in the count now of Pesach Rishon. Therefore, we're going to have rove people that are tameim, and everybody now will bring Pesach betumah. This one person that went away can't do Pesach Rishon because he's not in Yerushalayim right now. So what? He'll do Pesach Sheni. What about the Korban Chagiga? By tomorrow, we'll come back into Yerushalayim and he'll bring the Korban Chagiga. So that's Ula Zeitzah. Omlu Rav Nachman. So Nachum didn't like the Seitza. Zilu v'yomol eli Ula. Go tell Ula. Man Tzayis, who's going to listen to you, Ula? You're going to tell Hetzach Tzi that people mamash traveled the veld to come to Yerushalayim to bring a Karam Pesach. You're going to tell them, no, on Erev Pesach, pick yourself up and go out of Yerushalayim. Who's going to listen to you? Man Tzayis, the Oka Sicha, pick up his pigs. Mishkin for riot and go away. That's a bad Eitza. Nobody's going to listen to you. All the people now just pitched up the tent now to be in Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, to be in Karban Pesach. Punk to tell them now, get up and move away. That's a bad Eitza. Therefore, the better Eitza is to the time of the person. Itmar, Hoyurubon Zovin. What about the now Erev Pesach? Roiv Klai Yisrael had Tumah Zav on them. Umiyutan Tumei Mason. And a Miyut, a minority of the people, only had Tumei Mason. The Ochre is like this. Omar Rav, Oysan Tumeya Mesim, these Miyutim of people that Tumeya Mesim, Einem Oysim Loi Berishim Loi Bisheni. They can't bring Pesach Rishon and not Pesach Sheni. Rishon Loi Yavdi, they can't do a Pesach Rishon, they have a Miyutai, they're only a Miyut. Now, even though Rov Klaislo is Tumeyim, that we say Rov Klaislo is Tumeyim could bring him a Tumah, that's only Tumas Mes. But Tumas Zav is not like that. So we have now, Rav Wa Tumas Zav. Tumeim Zav can't bring a korban, can't bring the Pesach Rishon. Versus Reuben Zav and Loi Motzlim Ever Rishon. Tumeim Zav Bechlal is not Hutra B'tzibon. It's only Tumeim Meis that's Hutra. So the people that are Tumeim Zav can't bring a Pesach Rishon. These Miyot the people that are Tumeim Meisim, they can't bring Pesach Rishon either because they're only a Miyot. They're having Miyot or Miyot Loyav the Rishon. These people are Miyot. They can't bring Pesach Rishon. When it comes to Pesach Sheni, they can't do it either. Why? Kol heichod the Yavdi Tziva Rishon. The klal of Pesach Sheni is like this: when Rav Tziva brought Pesach Rishon, there was only a minority of people that didn't do it. Then they're pushed off. Ovid Yavid Yochid the Sheni. Then the minority could do it in Pesach Sheni. But kol heichod the Yavdi Tziva Rishon. When you don't have the majority of Klai Yisrael bringing a Pesach Rishon, like this year. Because right with them were Tumei Zavim. A Tumei Zav can't bring a Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Rishon, how many people brought the Pesach Rishon? A minority of people. 25% of the Yidden brought the Pesach Rishon. You never had the Locha to do a Pesach Sheni. Another Yisrael. Pesach Sheni is only when the majority of Yidden brought a Pesach Rishon. And there's a minority of people that are Tumei Yav. These people are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But here, that only 25% of the Yidden were Torah. And they brought a Pesach Rishon. 75% can never bring a Pesach Sheni. One Yisrael. Omulu Shmuel. So Shmuel said, Zilu Omule, La'aba, go tell my father. The Pesach says, Bayasu B'nei Yisrael Pesach, B'moyadoi. Is my Yavdis Lay? What do you do with this Pesach? The Pesach Vaisa says, Klai Yisrael should bring the Karban Pesach. And you're telling me now, you have people that can't bring the Karban Pesach. So he didn't like his Chiddush. You're telling me now, they can't do Pesach Rishon, they can't do Pesach Sheni. Omulu, Zilu Omulu, Ki Heves Kula Zovin. When you have Rov Klai Yisrael with Zovin, my Yavdis Lay, what do you do? I mean, when people are Zav, they can't bring a Pesach. They can't bring a Pesach. So you can have a year that nobody brings a Pesach Rishon. El Akivon D'Layevsha, Layevsha. When you don't have it, you don't have it. Hachinam Layevsha, what do you want from me? This year you don't have a Pesach Sheni. Since only a minority brought Pesach Rishon, there's no din that a majority could do a Pesach Sheni. So therefore, in such a case, you don't have a Pesach Sheni. Itmar, Hoyeruban Tumeya Mason. What about Rav Klai Yisrael was Tumeya Mason? Or Meyutin Zovin. And only a meat of the people touched a Zav. Is Rafunu Ramar. Ein Tashtumum Lepesach Abobetumma. So Locher is now that what, that since Rav is Tumeya Mason, that Tumeya Mason are allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon. Betumma. So now Pesach Rishon is what Betumma. But who could bring it? Only Tumeya Mason. People that have a Tumeya Zav, they're not allowed to bring the Pesach Rishon. So the Kura, they want to do what? Bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Rav no, they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Ein Tashtumum Lepesach Abobetumma. If the Pesach Rishon was brought betumah, then if you were Tomei Zav at Pesach Rishon and you couldn't do it then, you don't have a right to bring a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only said when Rav Klai Yisrael bought Pesach Rishon B'Tayra. If the first Pesach was done B'Tayra, that means Rav Klai Yisrael bought it B'Tayra, then there's a Chiddush Shakra, the Miyot, the minority that were Tomeim then, even if you were Zav then. But you're pushed off to Pesach Sheni and you're Tor, you can bring a Pesach Sheni. But in the case that Rav Klai Yisrael was Tumeim by Pesach Rishon, and they had a right to bring a Pesach Rishon betumah, even though you were a Zav and you couldn't bring it then, there's no din Pesach Sheni. He's ain't tashlumim the Pesach above betumah. Rav Adam Rav Roma, no yesh tashlum the Pesach above betumah. He also no. The Meister Rav Klai Yisrael bought a Pesach Rishon. even though they were Tameya. So now that Roy brought it, that's the Lacham. Anytime Roy Klai Yisrael made a Pesach Rishon, the Tameya are pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and there is a Tashlumin. Even though it was brought the first one, but Tumah, so what? But you had 25% of a Tumah Zav, a people that are Zavim can't bring a Pesach Rishon, even though the Tzibur was Tameya, so they could do a Pesach Sheni. So what's this Machlokes? Name of all kimiflugi. The man diyom ain't tashdum on the pesach abba betumah. The first one that says no, that since the first pesach was bought betumah, the tameim can't do pesach sheni k'savam tumah dchuyhi betzibur. That's only dchuy dik alochem. So may we say, Rashi bekushi hutu lakrav hilkach lemeshavin and lay betorim lemitzchei tameim l'sheni. Therefore, we don't say as if it was Ramesh bought for Tyra, but no, the pesach was bought betumah, and when the pesach rishon bought betumah, you can't make a pesach sheni. What's from the other man diyama? Or man diyama yesh tashlum lepesach abba betumah k'sabam tumah hutra betzibur. He says this halachah when rov tzibur is tomei, you're allowed to bring it like hutra. So there's no nafka mina whether it's brought betumah or brought betayra. Hutra means the Torah didn't say halachah of tumah by pesach rishon. So rov klayis was tameiim. It's mamish like the not tomei. It's like a regular place that rov Yisrael brought a pesach rishon. So halachah is the few people that are tameiim, they're pushed off the pesach sheni. So that's what this man diyama holds. That the first Pesach is Hutra. Therefore, there's a Pesach Sheni. I'm going to tell you a lie. The Kuli Yama holds like a Tumut Chuyi, but see, everybody holds no. The first Pesach is not called like it's Mamash Hutra. Havada was born, it was brought for Tumut, for it's the Chuyi. So what's this Machlekes now? Could a few people that were Zovim, could they do a Pesach Sheni or not? Of all Pligi. Ma Sovar, Tahoira Mitcha, Tumaya Loi Mitcha. That's exactly the question. That only if the carbon was brought for Tyra Pesach,